Are we closing out KPFK and moving on?
Yes.
And then we'll pick it up again in the executive session?
Right.
Only, okay. The motion only moved forward the income side of the KPFK budget.
Well, you know what? I've been trying to do that for like 4 days now, so hallelujah.
Yay. Thank you, Alberto.
By the way, this is Bruce. Yeah. By the way, this also, our motion would also go to the KPFK LSB, right? If they're going to.
Oh, absolutely, and I'll bring it there. I'll be the first one to bring it there.
Right.
Okay. I'm just wondering if Laverne's still unlocking the keys over there to send the document.
This is Laverne. Yeah, I'm talking with Bertil to unlock this totally. I've done individual sheets, but I have to do the whole thing, so I'm talking to Bertil now.
Okay, can I ask you something, Laverne, a request?
Sure.
Can you tell Bertil that he needs to be on the national meeting call tomorrow?
Okay.
For him to explain, you know, to answer any questions that the board might have on the budget.
Okay, he hears you.
Okay.
Okay. All right, I'm going to have to send this to him, and then I'll get right back on the call.
Okay.
Oh, well, I'm on the call. I'm listening, but let me do this, and then...
Point of personal privilege?
Yes.
Hello.
Anybody
there? I guess. Yeah, because we're waiting for Laverne to come back on. My 9-year-old son passed through the room and wanted to know which call I was on. He said, the meeting. Tell them I all said hi. So my son says hi to the committee. And everyone else out there in Cyberland. So.
Yeah, I've got two cats running around the room here playing and stuff.
Also saying hi. So, and a happy new year. There you go. So. All right,
okay.
So we're waiting for the... what does everyone have in front of you in terms of national office and or PRA budgets? Anybody? R. Paul?
Let me get back to that. Okay, PRA, I saw that in here.
And that should be the same as what was presented to us several months ago, but it's really been several months. It's, a refresher is always nice.
I have two national offices, I guess one and the other is... okay, I don't see a new PRA right here. But I see two about the national office, both in XLSX. Oh, one of them is dated today, so I guess the one dated today is the good one. So
we'll tag it. Tag it for you to send it to the national board, if that's the one we're going to go with.
The same with the WPFW and anything else that, for some reason...
We need to get them out as soon as...
Should we go back out again tonight?
Okay, I just sent that to Bertil, and the PRA, let me send it again. Well, what I was supposed to be doing is putting the central services in there, and I just have not done that because I've been doing other things. But I sent the PRA budget. Does everyone have that? Actually, you should have it from September. It's the same one. If you look in September, you've got the budget. I think it's September the 8th.
So you just said you're fixing the PRA, and then you said look at the one PRA from September. You got national office mixed with PRA there?
No, we can go national office. You have that too. But
I have it from earlier today, right?
What, the PRA or national office? I just updated national office for the... for WBAI, for the 2.5% for WBAI. So I sent that probably about 30 or 45 minutes ago. And
I have something at 5:10, so this would be after that.
That's when it was then. It was 5:10. It was whenever I got the information.
Laverne, did you plug in an assumption for KPFK Central Services at $3 million or...
No, we just decided that I haven't put that on there yet.
Okay.
But that's an easy thing to do.
Yeah, of course.
But I can only do one thing at a time. So you want
me
to do the national office?
That's okay.
You were on the phone calls with us. Both
we are all yours, LaVarne. We're working at your pace, please.
Oh my God, that's scary.
That's okay. That's okay. That's okay. Don't be scared.
Don't be scared. Don't be scared.
Don't be scared.
I'm going to change.
I have PRA from the NFC meeting of August 3rd.
August the 3rd.
Oh, I'm sure we did it back then.
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
I remember it many, many moons ago.
But again, I will remind everybody, there was no action taken on it. We just went over it. And
right,
therefore, we need to take action and have the secretary record the action. And then we, like my little sign on my office when I had an office years ago, I had a little kid sitting on a potty, and the sign said, "The job's not done till the paperwork's done." horrible. Sorry, guys. We need to lighten up a little here.
Yes. Well, the PRA budget, we just need to punch in the calculations.
The 2.5 from BAI.
And the percentage from KPFK.
Yeah, and the 2.5 from KPFK.
Right, yeah, I have that. Okay, let me do this one first.
And then we could just review really quickly their income and expense line.
Sure.
They've been getting grants and stuff. I mean, they're one of our units that's doing really, really well in terms of self-sufficiency, so.
Well, they are, man. You know, with 50,000 tapes to be saved, they better be getting in some money.
Yeah, no, they're doing a really good job.
They've actually raised enough in their fund drive, and when was that, in November?
Yes.
The amount more than what's in their budget.
Yeah.
They're doing real well.
It's great. And I met one of the people working for them that's paid for by one of the grants they got. And it's like, you can get people when you get grants.
Excellent.
I might go like Tim, that's conservative, which I do conservative budgeting too. But that's the way you budget, particularly on revenue, because you really don't know what's going to happen.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. When you're doing the begathon.
Exactly. But the listeners have really, I'm doing all this while I talk, they've really responded well. So, you know, I think we're in I'm always optimistic. I have to be. But I think we are in a better space than what we were, back in the day. Okay, and I must tell you that my on the national office, I've just straight lined everything. I did not go in and do it by month because of the time. But yeah. I can do that tonight if you.
No. Let's get the stuff out tonight. You can work on that later.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll get it out tonight. Oh, absolutely.
Right now we need annual numbers that work.
we need the national board to nod on these numbers, and it's not a done deal, as we are finding out. So we just need to give you something to work with, LaVarne. At the end of the day, you're the person that's holding the bag with all of these numbers.
Right, and Berthold is going to...
Hey, that might be an unfortunate way to describe it, Alberto.
Hey, sir. Like they say back home, I don't have hairs on my tongue. which doesn't translate very good into English, but in Spanish it really sounds very nice.
I guess, what are we waiting for exactly? Shelves to open?
The PRA budget. Reconfigured with a 2.5 from BAI
and a 2.5
from K. And
based
then
on
we,
the 3 million. Okay, or,
based
yeah,
on
okay.
the 3 million for
okay.
whatever.
Very
yeah.
good. Okay. Thank you. That's
I mean,
what we're having.
We're in the home stretch now, Summer. We're in the home stretch.
I know.
And I'm willing to wait a little.
Okay, we're coming. Okay.
No problem, Lavard. You've got it, lady.
F with C-A-I K. C-A-I is 2.5 and K.
It's 2.5 also.
Okay. Okay, and I'm sending it now. I will put custom footer. I have the time. Okay. So, are you guys still snowed in New York?
I haven't been out today, so I don't know. Now, it was hit with a lot more than the more serious storm was. And the bottom line is New York City has blown its budget now for snow removal for the winter.
Wow.
So any snow removal for the rest of this year in New York City will have to come from somewhere, who knows. But,
Wow.
What happened was the mayor was in Bermuda for the big Boxing Day blizzard. And a lot of other people were off, and people weren't called in, and so the city got snarled terribly for quite a while because there was no snow emergency declared, so the major arteries were clogged. The MTA sent buses out without chains, and when the buses got stuck, they sent out more buses. So I know that all over Brooklyn we had major thoroughfares clogged with abandoned buses. So it was quite a thing to get it done. So when they found out there was a storm coming yesterday and the night before, they, you know, it's a public relations thing. All of a sudden you've got updates, you've got the mayor on TV. And all. It was like, you know, for the second time it's going to happen, so we're going to really look good this time. And they blew the whole budget on that. They had, TV news footage of the snow plows, which my wife tells me aren't really snow plows, and she comes from a place where they do use snow plows. The snow plows dropping their plows on streets with no snow on them just to be doing it, and sparks are flying.
Oh, my God.
So it's a mess.
Wow. My mother's from New York City. She always says she's a weather refugee. She tells a great story about a winter when there was a trash strike and a fuel strike and a blizzard, and people were dropping dead and the hospitals were full. Shortly thereafter, she moved west.
But
that's a great story. I had no idea the depths of it. I mean, buses without snow chains, fantastic.
Yeah, I had pictures of some of them in one part of Brooklyn. They were just, you know, parts of Brooklyn were, you know, parts of some major streets were just clogged because we saw three buses, and it wasn't like they were just in a lane.
Right.
They were spewed off.
Wow.
So that each bus took up two or three lanes, and they were right near each other. Jeez. So they completely blocked a major area. And I saw another major artery nearby also blocked. So it was a mess.
Well, I hope you have lots of warm heat and good food and can stay tucked in until the streets are clear again.
Well, to a degree at least, but yeah.
Hibernate. So how are we on that budget? Otherwise, you know, we could take up discussing some more KFK stuff that's not executive session if we don't have the stuff to look at for PRA yet. And I mean,
you have the stuff from the national office.
Well, somebody want to pop that baby open and talk about it? LaVarne, you want to present on it real fast and tell us what we got in terms of...
You know, the major things, does everyone have it? Can you open it?
I've got it open.
Okay, yeah, I put it in an open document because this one was not locked.
I don't have anything recently.
Well, I have one that is in Excel that you sent.
I have one is Excel. I sent it in two formats, Excel and Open.
Yeah.
Actually, I have the XLSX open right now, and it's, I think.
Wow.
I think some of the problems I'm running into are I think there might be some glitchy thing happening with the formulas.
Not you know what it is that the other document was actually locked, and there was a sheet on there that I needed to delete and see. And with this one, I could delete that sheet. It was a sheet, and all of this was locked. So. That I think that's part of it. Because then it says that, you know, maybe, and so once I deleted that sheet, then that's what opens it up. And this sheet is not locked, but those other sheets are actually
everybody.
Locked.
So the security is against changing a cell.
Exactly.
But
there's security in there that's
something in there is screwing up open office, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have to see if anybody at Open Office knows about this, or Libre Office, as we are.
Well, it says that it won't allow you to send it to save it as an open document.
Right.
But
well, usually I can open up all the Excel stuff, but I think the locked part must prevent some cells from being read, at least by the open software. But
okay.
Apparently, everybody else sees this.
Okay, I'm putting the information in here, and I just have to put it into Central Services. I haven't updated this sheet, so I have to figure out how to update it.
Okay, I've just gotten your P&O draft budget email with attachments, so I should take down the old one and look at the new one.
I've got to put this on speakerphone for a moment. Pardon me.
Okay, so this says.
Talk to us, Sir Paul.
It says 110113, so that's 110113. NFC draft WBAI 2.5K30 national office budget. Boy, it's a long one. So that's what she's just sent.
Okay. Excellent. Good. Talk to us about it. What do you see?
I'm looking for giant error messages on it. I just have the budget 2011 going whole thing. I am not seeing any error messages jumping out at me. So I think the XLSX is readable on this one.
really a deathly silence.
Well, did you open your copy, Bruce?
Of the National Office one?
Yeah.
That one, I have that open.
Yeah, I got it.
And in fact, as long as it's quiet, I do have a question. It doesn't look like the templates that we've been using for the other budgets. Is there a reason for that?
It doesn't look like the other ones?
What do you mean it doesn't
look like? I mean, it's similar, but it's not the same.
Well, it's not a station. What's your concern?
Oh, actually, it's not. I wish ours could look more like this. See, because I think we have way too much detail on those other templates.
Well,
I like this one better, actually.
Well, why don't we start looking at the National Office budget there before us? Why don't we go down the list of items on the budget, and let's see if we can come to some kind of nodding on it.
Yeah, because maybe LaVarne could just go through them line item by line item, just running through the income and expense.
Okay, I can only do one thing at a time.
Maybe someone else could. Our Paul or Bruce, you want to just
go ahead. We have a volunteer. LaVarne. Keep on keeping on. Let our Paul read us the numbers.
Okay, can you just go through the assumptions page?
Okay, let me find the assumptions page.
Thank you.
Okay.
Assumptions and historical data.
Oh, wait, that's towards the front. There it is. Okay,
it's
there.
At the front. And so just kind of like look at, can you kind of like go through that and show what those, so people will become familiar, you know, we all know what's in the National Office. You'll see the direct mail, income from affiliates, subcarrier, you have payroll, you show the Kaiser. So just kind of look at those are the major expenses that go into the budget. And if you look at the assumptions and historical data, that will like tell you where we are. And hopefully I did change. Oh, let me tell you, we negotiated a new contract with FSRN based on what we received in the restricted part of CPB, and it's $25,000 a month down from the $36,000 that it had risen to. So hopefully I'm pretty sure I did change it.
Are we up to date with them?
No.
Oh, no.
No, no, no.
Are they surviving? Are they moving forward?
Well, we signed this contract and we haven't signed it yet, but we talked the contract through. So they'll send us the contract. We're looking at if they have some caveats in there in terms of like if they were to I can't remember the language exactly, but if they were to like merge with some other group, but we have to get back with them with language like if they were to like merge with some other group. We need to, you know, like make sure that our standards in terms of our mission.
Right. We can evaluate the contract at that point.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, that's it.
Okay, so we.
Okay.
But they're moving forward, right? I mean, they have enough to survive for 6 months or something.
Through February, they have enough.
Oh.
We're committing to. This month to transfer on the 22nd the first payment, and we're committing to we talked about a major national fundraiser for the foundation, basically Save the Foundation fundraiser, and then we would look at getting them back. But I looked at putting this in our budget, but I didn't put it in the budget. Basically,
no.
The payback,
no.
just your the minimum amount that we could handle, so it's not in the budget.
Right, that's good. Go ahead, Paul, talk to us about what LaVarne has on her assumptions.
Okay, under the assumptions, the first part is direct mail, and it gives drop dates starting September 2010 and going through September 2011.
Barely hear you, Paul.
Oh.
Yeah, I can't find the assumptions.
It's at the very front.
Oh, I see. Okay, assumptions and historical. Okay.
Yeah, right. And going down that... It's showing basically a total income from mail drops of $126,500.
What line are you on?
I am on line 19.
19.
Okay.
So,
if you can help me out with the lines, because this is my first time kind of looking at this budget.
Yeah, I'm an advocate of saying what line we're on. I'm in sale. I'm in sale X19.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I've never seen this before, so I'm reading it.
Where the hell is X19? Oh, 19X. Okay. Mm, sort of. Yeah, okay.
So it's showing a total income of $126,500, and there are various stated goals here of what they expect to get out of the mail drops. And it looks like there are two major mail drops. So, one in December, which I guess they're done, and another in April.
Oh, really? Right after tax time? That's kind of weird.
And so $126,500 is about what I'm seeing right there. Income from affiliates, which is a spreadsheet.
What line?
This is line 23 through 30.
Oh, I see. Income affiliates. Okay, thanks.
Income from affiliates. And let's see here. I may need to pop this up a little more than 100% size. Ah, that's better. And, okay, we're looking at FY11, and I see percentages there. I'll tell you. Okay. And they're looking at what it appears to be 216. Yeah, the FY 2011 is being projected as 216.
Okay.
Which is down,
that's down
by,
yeah,
about 13%, it says.
Mm-hmm.
Payroll taxes, pension 403B. Well, that's an expense right there. Okay, and as a, the health benefit stuff, I'm getting percentages and not dollar values, so let me see.
That's right.
Yeah, the dollar values are on the other, or on the front page anyway.
Okay. Well, we're going through the assumptions here. And so the Social Security is 6.2%, Medicare is 1.5%, California state unemployment insurance is 7. That looks like $7,000, and it has an asterisk. What does the asterisk tell us?
Yeah, I don't know what. Yeah, there are asterisks.
Yeah, there are asterisks by a couple of these things, and I guess maybe because it's California, maybe that's it.
Well, it says the amount is subject to SUI varies. You know, varies by state.
Yeah.
So I guess they mean it's
but
not
for the
a
national office. It's only in California, so.
yeah.
That's 6.20.
But they have people in other locations, don't they?
Yeah, I think Ursula's budget.
People in New York and
two people.
Ursula comes out of this budget.
Oh.
And she lives in New York.
And John Elmella's in New York, and, yeah.
Those are the two, yeah.
And
five
Otis
in Berkeley,
in Texas,
two in,
yeah,
New York. And, okay, and, Kaiser Permanente is a, oh, here's an interesting one. Health insurance, Kaiser Permanente increased 12% effective January 2011.
And we're damn straight lucky we don't have Blue Shield, huh?
Really?
53%, yikes.
United Healthcare increase 15.4275% effective December 2010.
That's very precise.
Yeah. Guardian Insurance Dental is up 5% as of March of 2011.
Yes.
VSP Vision is up 4% as of March 2011. And Sun Life Insurance is up 2% as of March 2011. So all the health increases are somewhat hefty. okay. Computation of Sun Life Insurance premium. The sum insured is 2 years' salary, maximum $150,000. And annual life is 0.305 per $1,000 of sum insured. And I think this other is kind of skippable in large part.
So that is, that's life insurance?
Yes,
sure. Life.
For the employees. So if they, something happens to them and they get, there's a, it's 2 years' salary is their, is what their...
The maximum.
Insured appears to be, yeah.
Nice.
That's what it appears to be.
And, okay, and then they got short-term disability insurance premium. And that's the sum insured times 5.7 blah percent. And then it says what to divide. I'm not going to I'm not going to go through the instructions on long division.
Oh yeah,
skipping down to telephone.
I do have one question when Lavarne's back on
okay,
what.
I'm back. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, dude. What is United Healthcare, and how does that differ from Kaiser? Is that covering some other aspect of employee healthcare, or do you know?
Well, it's covering different employees. Like I think the older employees, the longer term employees, they have this United Healthcare. Would like to get rid of that.
I was gonna say, why don't I get them on Kaiser? I mean, Kaiser covers my 91-year-old friend. It covers older people.
Know, I guess we need to get assurance that we can tell people to change. You know, we can. I thought it was like we can ask them, but you know what happens is that. You know, unless we just say, you know, we're cutting it out, otherwise, you know, you can, and all new employees, what we'll do is put them on Kaiser.
Is the coverage comparable?
Well, yeah, well, you know, it just depends on you, whether you like so-called managed care, whether you go out and choose your own doctor.
Well,
but
okay.
All new employees, we'll put them on Kaiser. We will not allow them to go on the United Care.
That's going
to
get phased out, right?
Yeah, so. It's too expensive.
Yeah, and I think that's something we should have a discussion on in terms of healthcare benefits. It's nice to give people their preference, but Kaiser's considered pretty good quality healthcare
yeah.
for
health and their union.
And, you know, I mean, package deal is a package deal. It never makes sense to pay a couple percentage points more on something that you're doing. Well, anyway, we ought to discuss that, so maybe not here in open session. But
next is telephone, $1,100 a month. Internet cable connection through Comcast, $220 a month. Postage, $70 a month.
Can I ask something? Can't you find something better than Comcast?
Well, we went to Comcast because AT&T or whoever we had was so much higher. So
oh,
we went,
really?
Problem is, yeah, and the problem is that we had a major power outage on Friday, like for about an hour and a half at least. We had that due date where we had to have stuff. We had to have this for this XM Sirius application had to be in at 5 p.m. I was doing five things at one time. I was about to send my little budget for the project. Power went out. So all of North Berkeley. But
wow.
FedEx, except FedEx Kinko's, which is about five blocks away. I had to walk over there. There, of course, they have generators. They're up in business. Everyone else
wow.
was out. And so, therefore, your phone goes out when the power goes out because we're on Comcast. You know, if you have your regular phone, you plug in, you know, your phone system is still up when the power goes out. But ours was, of course, was out.
Okay, move on.
Next is FedEx expenses. Delivery fees to stations of paychecks, $350 a month.
What? Oh. What is that?
So what we're doing is the new GM at KPF at A. He has HR background, so he's going to talk. He's going to work with me to talk with Prime Pay, who we pay for the payroll processing. So we're going to have some conversations with them on you know how to get this thing done.
Okay. Fine. Yeah.
Yeah, currently they get FedEx from the national office back to the respective stations, which obviously
mm-hmm.
incurs money, but, you know.
And other packages through FedEx, $50 a month, which is an annual fee of $4,800. PNB meetings packages, $380 quarterly, which comes out to $1,520. Do we want to go through the legal fees, or is that something for another...
Oh, we just like to have round numbers at least for legal fees.
Yeah.
It has number. It has names.
Oh,
okay,
well, we don't want to
total.
Discuss.
Monthly. No, no, stop it. Don't. Move on. Skip legal fees.
Yeah,
well, can you just give us the round numbers at the end, the totals for legal fees that are accrued at the office right now, and then we can discuss individual aspects in executive session?
Okay, national office, monthly total $4,500.
Okay.
What did you say?
$4,500.
And everything.
Oh, national office. Oh, I see. You're right. You're right.
And everything else is allocated back to the individual stations with legal fees incurred. Is that right?
The other category is PNB.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Anyway, insurance expenses. Let's see. AIG directors and officers is annually $38,990.
Oh, that's
damn. Is that what's covering our little rear ends? Amazing. That's expensive.
We have expensive rear ends.
We do, apparently. And boy, do we need it sometimes, huh?
Yeah.
Glad to know we've got top-of-the-line insurance there, okay? Jeez Louise.
Jeez.
Wow. I'd like to be a lot less liable.
That's annually.
Yeah.
These are annual figures, luckily. Workers' compensation, $40,289 annually. Auto, $1,626 annually. Umbrella, umbrella's insured, $7,788.
That's a pretty big umbrella.
I know, that must be a very nice umbrella.
Inland,
yeah, to cover everything that's not covered by everything else. Yeah, go on.
Inland Marine, $35,897.
What is that, property insurance?
I think that is... Oh, wow. Property plus there's something else. I'll think of it in a minute.
It has to be something else because property insurance isn't that high.
Yeah.
Do we want to put a note there to find out what inland marine insurance is?
I have a package here. We just renewed on a number of those, and I chatted with. In fact, I have a meeting with our insurance guys coming over to just say hello and talk with us on the 20th.
Okay. Are some of these the employment indemnities, LeVar, and things that are covering the various places where we may or may not get sued over this or that or the other? I mean, are these some of these insurance policies?
Yeah, a lot of them. We have the one for both the one for, like, the ACT UP one where we have for, liability in terms of what you're saying on the air. Then we have the other one with the $125,000 deductible, which is the one with for the sexual harassment and all of those suits. So we have the two different. In fact, that might be one of the major.
I was thinking, because I'm just looking at the premium, if the errors and omissions insurance for the directors is $38,000 a year, and then this other inland marine is $35,000 a year, is that like something else that's a liability policy for something that may or may not happen to our organization? Because otherwise, that's a darned high insurance policy.
I think that may be the one that's covering. I'll have to admit.
Okay. Coverage for one of these things.
Next,
go on, Arpal.
Next is package liability includes
Thanks.
Floater. It's $49,429.
Wow.
Yeah, total, subtotal. This is a subtotal is $174.19.
Is that all of our insurance?
No.
No, it's a little.
See, and this, can I just say, this is where, you have people saying, don't, none of this money is going to Pacifica. That when they say no money going to Pacifica, it's going to cover the liabilities of the station. So they're saying, don't pay the insurance on this station. Just it's
that's totally lame.
A criminal in terms of the way they have packaged this, their protest against. Pacifica.
Well, then we ought to go after any infringement of copyrights or trade names or anything else that's criminal in the nature of what people are doing to our foundation. Really.
Yeah,
obviously you got to have insurance.
Got a couple more insurances.
One, go ahead, come on.
Media liability. That's 11.
Oh, there we are.
That's the one.
Yeah.
11. And then earthquake insurance, $4,700. I guess we need that out there.
Well, that's cheap. That earthquake policy on commercial property. That's not bad actually, because earthquake costs you more than your whole homeowner's policy out here.
The grand total, the monthly. That's not a monthly total. That's the annual grand total is $189,719 for insurance expenses. So it's basically $190 a year for insurance.
Well, I'm confused. All of these charges are just for national office, or some of them also cover
everyone.
The stations?
Yeah, no, it's for
stations.
All of us.
It's
yeah,
for
the
station. These are like shared expenses. That, I mean, that these are these. What we do, it's like economies of scale.
Right.
We have everything paid here in the national office for the stations. No, very, very little of that. Very tiny bit of that would be. I think the earthquake insurance may be ours for this office. That's about it.
Because I was thinking, boy, that would be nice if KPFK had it also, but, you know.
Yeah, but KPFK, that's why I think the earthquake is ours, and each station basically carries, because KPFK does have the earthquake insurance. We just renewed that last fall, too. We talked with the people about that.
Yeah.
So it's KPFK, and KPFA will have the earthquake insurance, but the rest of it, each station.
Yeah,
so
the rest of it, go ahead and explain.
Let me just point out that, this $200,000 worth of insurance expenses comes out of the central services.
Yes.
Central services that the stations send in is used to cover this kind of expenses, like the total package of insurances for the five signal areas, the national office, and the 150 plus employees that fall under the umbrella of the Pacifica Foundation. So it's insurance coverage for everybody and everything within the foundation.
Yep. Yeah, I just think it's too bad that proportionally they can't be broken out on each station's budget somehow, so each station is aware of what it's actually paying.
Because
they think, oh, well, my budget is done, but... Yeah, your budget is your budget, but it's not paying for insurance and all that stuff. So they think,
that's the idea. And what we can do is that, I plan to get some interns in from Berkeley, from Cal, and from USF, and to actually do these projects where you're breaking this out, you have the time to break this out on some factor, number of staff, value of the property, and so that they will see what their share of these, what the exact share of these costs are per station. But exactly, I'd like to do that.
Yeah, because I think that gives people a better idea. What do my central services cover? And if you understand, that this covers the liability if you get sued over this or that situation, so your deductible is only this much and not this much or this much, and that all these expenses are shared, because there is sometimes a feeling on the local level of not really knowing what do central services cover, and people certainly don't think of like six or eight different types of insurance being like something that we have to pay for. So
right.
Not only that, to any of these rumors that certain people want to take over their own individual stations, they should know what the real costs would be.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If we want to get into that, I'll have a statement.
No.
I don't think we do.
Let's go on. Keep on working the budget, please.
Okay, the next thing is audit fees. Do we want to do the audit
fees? Oh, yeah.
That's not confidential, right? Okay. FY 2010 audit fee financial statements, $75,000. FY 2010 audit fee pension fund, $15,000. The grand total is $90,000 for both of those. Monthly payments, November 2010 to January 2011, $10,000. And for months February, March, April, and May 2011, $15,000. And that's how they're
for each month, right?
Monthly bits.
Yeah.
Audit out-of-pocket expenses, grand total comes to $5,000. Next item is outside services, payments to broker who handles state filing fees. And that appears to be $500 a month, it appears to be.
I have a question.
Sure.
Go ahead.
Just what was being audited about the pension fund, if you can answer whatever you can answer on the open session. Just
you have to have an audit, each audit,
yes.
In order
sure.
to in order to be certified, in order to be able to control these funds from your employees, you have to audit to make sure that the funds are actually there, that they're earning some amount of money, and that the money is not going into someone's pocket.
So this is being audited as part of our
every year.
Okay, but why is it broken out as a separate expense, I guess is what I'm asking.
It's a separate audit.
I see.
So it's a group.
I
it's
see.
It's a separate account, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. And we have, yep. It's a separate audit. With the group, in fact, I was just looking at that because of the people who were, who took voluntary retirement. It's the third party, whatever, TPA is in Fresno, called CKS.
Well, I wouldn't mind, I guess, just as a member of the national board, since that, you know, I've seen all of our audits as a nonprofit, just to see the a pension audit, since this is the first year I'm hearing
absolutely.
About it, actually.
Okay.
Thank
we
you.
We can do that. We can.
I'm not worried about it. I just like to see
it. We can give it to you. We can show you. We can pull up last year's. I'll make a note here.
Thank you.
It's the pension audit. And,
I mean, I'm glad we do everything we're supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
Keep on going, Earthball.
Okay, next item is ADP payroll charges, prime pay processing fee, computation, remittance of payroll taxes, W-2. The number is 650. Is that monthly or for the year?
That's monthly.
Monthly.
Okay.
That's if you don't make an error. If you see in the last year's expenses, it may be higher, because if you have to reprocess, then they charge you. But it's monthly.
Question about that, too. I was under the impression we did the payroll in-house. Are we doing a portion of it with ADP?
No. It's not ADP. It's prime pay.
Okay. What portion of the payroll are they handling? And
all
what
of
portion?
It. All of it.
This is the way it was set up. It was set up that they had actually a payroll manager here, and her hours were cut by 50% during the reductions back
right.
in 2008. And she actually left the foundation this year, and her hours had been cut to 50%, like I said. So they were actually paying this outside firm called Prime Pay for processing payroll. So so now what we've done is in-house, we've saved a half a head count by not hiring someone to do what we were paying someone to do for half-time, initially full-time, and we have incorporated that in the work of our two, and when I have to help out, but two people who are doing that, and plus we have a volunteer.
And what's happened
to
Prime Pay?
If there has been a reduction, we have not rehired.
And what's happened to Prime Pay? Are they still
They're the ones who process it. You know, we're going to talk to them, too. You know, it's really good to have someone new.
They're doing our payroll services, Summer.
The payroll services, exactly.
You mean in terms of making the deposits and stuff?
No. What
no,
they do
cutting
is
checks.
Process,
then what part are we doing in-house? That's what I'm not clear on.
Nothing.
We get the sheets from the business managers, and we, you know, you have to check to make sure everything is correct.
And then give them to the payroll service.
That's all we're doing in-house
payroll
is submitting.
Service. That's what we did. And that's what they had a person doing full-time.
Okay, so we do have an outside payroll company handling the actual payroll and deductions, and in-house we're just handling the processing to get the correct numbers to them weekly, correct?
Exactly.
Thank you.
Sure. Okay. And also, what we do is we actually send out, they send the payroll checks to us, and we, at the FedEx cost, we send it out to the station.
Okay, thank you.
Sure. They do the direct deposit.
Okay, I was wondering about that. They handle that portion of the payroll, too. Okay, thank you.
All right, next item is consultant engineering. There's a person's name I won't read. And it's $1,300 a month, annually $15,600. Then we have consultant website internet, and there are two people. One is annually $12,000, and travel expenses for that person is $2,000 total. Of $14,000 for that item. SCA other expense, $100 average per month. Interest expense, $500 average per month. Bank charges, $350 average per month. Conference costs, executive director, NFCB, $3,000 month, April 2011. Grassroots Conference, $1,500 for June 2011. Meeting expenses, $550 average per month.
Yeah.
Travel expense.
Well, wait a minute.
Okay.
Can I have a question? The conference costs, this is just for the executive director?
Yeah.
They seem high for one person, I mean. Or is that paying for an actual conference?
Yeah, there's a, you also, you pay for, when you go to these conferences, you pay, I guess, for a table or whatever. That
registration
of,
fee.
Oh, and that included, I think, three people going to NFCB and two to grassroots.
Oh, I see. So it's not just one. Okay.
No.
And plus the registration, I mean.
We aren't going to pick up costs for the volunteers that go in the future, but, or at least next year, but we did this year. We have in the past.
Yeah.
Who else is going?
Who else was going? This last year, Afia went to Grassroots and NFCB, and Jim went to NFCB.
Okay. We, it came up on Kay's budget about us rejoining NFCB as a from Pacifica end, right, Laverne? Do you remember?
Yes, absolutely.
As a network, yeah.
Because we're not with them. I mean, KPFK isn't. I don't think any of the stations are, but that's something.
He is the only station that is currently a member.
KPFT is.
Yeah, but we were looking to see if, from your end, we could get some kind of a group discount for all the stations, because we think that they're a good organization to support, although they are pricey.
Yeah, I'm exploring some of that, but we aren't a member at this point either. KPFT is the only Pacifica station that's a member at this point.
Well, maybe they would be willing to negotiate for a network so all the stations could join. So that would be, it's something that's been expressed locally as of interest.
I'm having lunch with their second-in-command next week.
Oh, good. Well, tell them we all want to rejoin the ship. We just need to do it together at a package rate.
Okay. Come on, Paul. Keep
right.
on going.
Next, meeting expenses, $550 average per month. My question on meeting expenses, is the $550 what we're doing now? Is that what this covers?
I'm sorry.
The $550 a month meeting expenses.
Is that for
line
the
item?
That's what we're doing now. It's probably does that have for ring too, or it just has meeting expenses? I'm not looking at it. I'm doing the other stuff.
Line 164. Is that just phone charges?
I'll have to look at it. I'm on a different thing here.
I wouldn't be surprised. We do a lot of conference calls.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
I'm surprised it's that low.
I don't think that's the telephone part. I think is ring two, and that's what we're going to be able to reduce those costs, because we're going to actually use BAI phone systems to do conference calls. So those meeting expenses could be for the person who actually puts it on the stream.
Who, Otis or John?
Or Brian.
Brian.
Yeah, so Otis and John would not be additional. It would only be Brian where you would have to pay this additional amount. John and Otis do it as part of their job.
Right.
Okay, moving on. Travel expenses, executive director and chief financial officer. Provisions, hotel, taxi, airfare, admin trips, monthly $1,200, annual $14,400. Travel mileage, $75 average per month. Office supplies, office expense, $450 average per month. Printing administration, $150 average per month. State filing fee, $500 average per month. Wow, state filing fee is $500.
We actually belong to a service that takes care of those things for us, and they send it in, and we have to fill them out. We have to have them. We have to go and have them notarized, and that's part of the cost. So we have to walk over. It's about four blocks from here over in downtown Berkeley, and that's what some of that cost is.
That's
another one of the station expenses that we do centrally.
Now, does that include the state filing fees for the other states that we have stations in?
Oh, yeah.
All of them, yeah.
They have all the due dates. They send it to us. We fill
right.
it out. We notarize it. We sign it. We send it in.
Okay, fantastic.
And well, along with the check to the state.
Yeah.
And that means any place that we raise funds, we have to take care
report
of
it.
Being
right.
registered for filing. And so it's pretty much all 50 states are pretty close to it.
Wow.
Well, that's clarification on that. I mean, I've done a lot of nonprofit compliance. I mean, wouldn't it be just the five states that we have stations in? Because we're not directly raising funds in those other states.
Yeah, we are through our mail campaigns.
Okay, so you're filing that for the office then, or for the individual?
Oh, it's for the network. But, you know, there's a lot of outreach, like, you know, D.C. is reaching into Virginia and Maryland. And
sure, surrounding states.
Yeah, surrounding.
But, you know, we're paying.
I don't know that it's all 50. I'm not sure how many that includes, but it's a big number.
So, are you paying just like a blanket fee to be registered in all 50 states, just to?
No. There's not a blanket fee. Each state has its own.
No, I know that. No, I'm talking to the service. She said we're using a service that charges how much per month was it, Arpal?
$3,500.
It's a lot. That's a lot of money for filing nonprofit stuff in each state. That's why I'm asking. Is this like a service that just? Like provides, like basically guarantees you're covered everywhere, because otherwise it's different for the mail campaign. I understand you have to cover everywhere that you solicit, but one does not have to register in 50 states if one isn't soliciting in 50 states. That's all I'm getting at. So
no, we're covering.
We will do any work in.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, move on.
Next is rent, lease of equipment, monthly copier $700. Postage being $50 for a month total of $750. Storage rental, monthly public storage $228. Iron Mountain $262. Stormore $60 for a monthly total of $550 for storage rental. Utilities office, and these are various figures. It's broken out by month. It's $300, $220, $400. 325, 390, 425, like that. Okay, it's between 220 and 425 every month. Maintenance, okay. Non-technical.
You know what? This reminds me, Summer, I don't recall seeing this stuff on our budget. Do you?
No, of course not.
Why not? It was on the assumptions, but I don't recall seeing it on our budget.
Well,
what do you mean?
You didn't have utilities under administration?
No, we didn't have janitorial, and we pay some real money for that stuff.
Things aren't broken out in a transparent fashion on our budget, and that's our problem, you know.
Janitorial comes next. Utilities office is what we just went through there.
Right, right.
That's right.
The janitorial is coming next.
Yeah, that's what made me think about it.
Okay, I'll go to that. Maintenance.
You have your office. You have utilities. You have utilities for office and utilities for tower. It's on
no janitorial.
No, I was talking about janitorial maintenance services. We have a dumpster outside that gets, you know, all that.
A lot of things are just sort of lumped together in our budget and janitorial.
But I don't know where those costs are. But it's on the assumptions. It's just not on. I don't recall seeing it on the budget anywhere.
It's not in your administrative section.
I don't think we had anything that big that I wouldn't have said, what's that? I don't know.
No, we have had this issue before about maintenance, technical, maintenance, non-technical.
Exactly,
and like,
that's where it is.
But everything gets swept
in where?
Without any specificity. Maintenance, technical, and maintenance, non-technical. But as I always say, you can drive a truck through those because there's no specificity as to what is included under either of those categories.
Yeah,
you go,
I
well, what does that
stuff,
mean? You know,
the
so,
tower
ladies.
Or the bathroom.
Anyway, go on, please, Arpal.
Ladies, please, let's go.
The next is maintenance non-technical. janitorial office cleaning, $240 a month. Janitorial supplies, $100 a month. Repairs office equipment, $150 a month.
There are a lot of women here. We use toilet paper.
Bay alarm system, $43 every 2 months.
Arpal, he's got the mic.
Keep it down.
All right. Garbage fees, $204 quarterly. Fire extinguishers,
our favorite people. Waste management, probably.
Fire extinguishers servicing, $250. I think that's annual.
Yeah, the fire department comes in. We have to pay them. City of Berkeley.
Nice.
The grand total, the annual total of maintenance non-technical is $8,404. Other administrative expenses, $50 average per month. Moving expenses, $200 average per month.
What's that?
I'm not sure. Moving expenses?
It says moving expenses.
Is that for people? Is that personnel? Is that people?
Yeah, average that over the year.
Someone's hired and they have to move or something like that.
That could be.
Because I noticed this right, the next thing is personnel search. And
you're good.
Very good.
We don't have an answer. Come on.
I think that's a lot. 200 average per month.
So
for what?
2,400 a month.
A year.
A year.
$2,400 a year.
If you hired a couple of people, it just depends on what's going on that year, I guess, you know.
And particularly since we're hiring people, hopefully we won't have to pay moving expenses for the new hires. Never mind, this is a public call, but anyway, yeah.
All right. Next is personnel search cost, $120 average per month. Then is computer maintenance. Monthly Great Plains Systems license fee, server backup and maintenance fee, $1,200.